And we're going to return now to our main story this morning. The first bodies recovered from the Malaysia Airlines plane, which was brought down in Ukraine last week, will be flown to the Netherlands today. Most of those on board MH17 were Dutch, and a day of mourning is being held to mark the occasion. Our Europe correspondent Paul Cunningham is in Hilversum. Paul, Hilversum is a town about 20 miles southeast of Amsterdam. Can you give us a sense of how this town has suffered?
This town has effectively buckled under the weight of tragedy which has happened from MH17. It has a population of around 85,000, and 13 of the victims from the disaster came from here. And in that number, you had three families who were completely wiped out. You had the Smallenberg family, Charles, Teresa, Carolina and Werther. You also had the Allen family. John was originally from the UK, a lawyer. Sandra, his wife, was a teacher, and their three boys, Christopher, Ian, and Julian. He had the Heiningen family, Eric, Tina, and Zeu. He also had Quinn Lucan Schnossman, who was a joint US-Dutch citizen. And I was talking to the priest at St. Vitus Church here, the main cathedral in the town, and he said, you have to understand that this is a small place. Everyone feels that they're connected with these people, that they know them, that they've met them through their work, through play, because they were a member of sports clubs, and that the whole town is in shock. The overriding feeling here is one of great, great sadness, but also one of anger. Anger at what happened, anger at the delay that it has taken to bring bodies back to the Netherlands, and also anger that some bodies are still in those cornfields in eastern Ukraine and they haven't been recovered yet.
The bodies, or rather I should say, some of the bodies are due to arrive in Eindhoven later on today. What will happen then?
Well, they're due to arrive at around 4 o'clock local time, and they're going to be met by the King and Queen, by the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte. There will also be representatives of 10 other nationalities. In other words, a recognition that what we have are 50 bodies arriving into the Netherlands, but it's unclear who they are. So after a small ceremony, there will be ringing of bells in churches. That will be followed by a minute's silence. Then the bodies are going to be taken here to Hilversum from Eindhoven. And that's because there is a barracks here and there is expertise there when it comes to identification of the bodies. So they're hoping that they will be able to put names to the bodies and also possibly gather some forensic evidence which might give us some extra information about what happened. But the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, has warned everyone. He's warned them to be prepared that that forensic examination is going to take time. And so it could be many weeks still before the bodies are going to be released to the families and those funerals can finally take place.
Relatives of those who were on the plane, Paul, also have to cope with the news that the train which left the crash site was carrying, it would seem, rather fewer bodies than had originally been claimed.
Yeah, there was a statement by some of the rebels in eastern Ukraine that they were had identified about 280 bodies and they were put into those refrigerated trucks and transported to Kharkiv, which is government-controlled. Now, once that train arrived in Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine, there was a Dutch forensic expert on board, and he told the BBC and a number of other journalists at the location that the number was significantly lower than what he had been originally informed, because they'd been doing some identification on the train, and it turned out that there were only 200 bodies. Now, what he told journalists there was that his forensic expert teams were going to return to the crash site and that they were not going to leave until all of the bodies had been recovered. And it has to be said that some of that, just because of the nature of the catastrophic crash, could actually be body fragments rather than bodies itself.
Earlier, a Dutch journalist was telling us that up until now, the government has been rather reluctant to ramp up the political rhetoric because they believe that the most important thing is to repatriate the bodies and to make sure that that happens first. Is that political position, is it likely to change as time goes on?
Well, I think the government is under savage pressure to be seen to be acting to sort this situation out. You have been newspaper articles with screaming headlines saying enough is enough, calls for NATO troops to be deployed to the crash site to get this underway. Mr. Rutte has been saying that he's been having regular contact with the Russian president, Mr. Putin, demanding that he exert influence on the rebels to ensure that this whole process is speeded up. But he is, Mr. Rutte, he is hamstrung. He doesn't have people on the ground who are able to just carry out this grim operation of catching up with the situation and being able to retrieve bodies from the fields. And so therefore he has to rely on the rebels themselves. It's a very, very difficult situation, and he is in an awful position.
Paul, thank you indeed for that. Paul Cunningham there, our Europe correspondent, who's in Hilversum. It's